And welcome back to Rosie on the House. A little Bayou Boogie going on right here. To welcome you into my musical roots of the Cajun, the Zydeco. Recently had a good friend from Prescott call me and he said, Rosie, we were flying into New Orleans to spend 4 days. We got as far as Houston, and they closed the New Orleans airport for snow. How many times do you think that's happened?
Not often. So about every 12, 15 years.
So they rented a car and drove to New Orleans.
Yeah, I remember the last time I remember that happening was 01, because I was in Louisiana, and Uncle Rennie was coming in, and he made a big deal about having all these things ready for when they arrived. Well, their plane got diverted from Houston to Dallas because of the ice
right.
and snow. And so we got this whole big meal ready, and they didn't get there the next day because they just stayed the night in Houston and drove in, or Dallas and drove in the next day.
Gary D's our broadcast engineer, and he's from Lafayette. Gary D, what's the snowplow inventory at the Lafayette airport?
The last time I checked, zero.
That's a rice combine with everyone's blow dryers hooked up on front with a generator running all the everyone's hair dryers at the same time.
That's about it. So, saw pictures of a good friend's house on Trinity Bay below Houston, covered in snow. That's kind of peculiar, watching the snow on the shore as you see the Gulf Coast wave breakers coming in over the top of the picture and the snow in the front of the picture. So a little snowstorm through the south. We haven't had to deal with that here in Arizona. It's been a warmer than normal winter so far. We've opened the lines. We've got a few callers here. Want to talk about projects in and about around their home. But before I go to Marilyn or Alan, and we'll take y'all in the order that you came in, we got a call from a truck driver. Drives a big 18-wheeler during the last hour. And he said, Rosie, I need to be able to park my rig beside the house in a dust-free environment. Do I go concrete or do I go pavers? That is the easiest question I've been asked all month. Go pavers. And he was questioning whether or not the pavers could stand up to the weight of an 18-wheeler. They have pavers on the runway at the Dallas International Airport. Does that answer your question?
Now, they may not be the same ones that they sell to most homeowners, but they have that grade quality available. You just ask for it. Let them know what you're parking on it.
You can definitely support a motorhome, an 18-wheeler, whatever it is you've got, you want to park on it, go with pavers. We hardly pour concrete anymore for walkways, driveways, or parking areas. It's all done in pavers. Make sure in installing the pavers, you have an ICPI certified contractor doing the installation. Interlocking Concrete Paver Institute. Putting down pavers isn't just laying pavers in sand. There is a very critical protocol and procedures to getting it laid. And once laid and laid correctly, you got it done forever. All right, so that's on pavers. Let's see if we can go to Scottsdale and welcome Alan into the conversation. When we finish with Alan, we'll bring Marilyn into the conversation. Good morning, Alan.
Hi, good morning. Good talking to you people. I have a problem here I wouldn't wish on anybody.
Okay.
It's a leakage problem I have found in my home where we were usually using less than 10,000 gallons of water per month. It has now escalated to 45,000 gallons per month. So what I did is I called our landscaper to come out to check for leakage throughout the property, front and back. And then I called our pool service man, who did the same thing, and they did not find any leaks.
Okay.
So I am concerned if this may or may not be a foundation problem. I'm not sure what step I should take from this point on.
Alan, how long have you lived in the home?
15 years.
Okay. And what size lot do you have?
What size lot?
Yeah.
Oh.
What's your major cross streets?
We're on Bella Vista Drive. What's our site? It's a large corner lot.
10,000 gallons a month is a really, really low usage.
Yes.
Just two of you in the house?
Yes.
With a swimming pool?
Yes.
Desert landscaping or green?
No, desert landscaping.
Desert landscaping. And in the house for 15 years, up until a few months ago, you were consuming 10,000 gallons a month, and you've spiked up to 45,000.
Exactly.
How did the swimming pool guy check your swimming pool?
Well, basically, he just checked all of the hose connections and the water levels, and couldn't find where there'd be any leakage, and we didn't see any additional flow going out into the street.
You do have an automatic filler on that pool? Okay. Alan, here's what I want you to do. Do you have a clean 5-gallon bucket?
I could get one.
Okay. Take a clean 5-gallon bucket and set it on the second step of your pool. And then fill the water in the bucket to match exactly the level of the water on the outside of the bucket.
Okay.
You see, you pictured that?
Yes.
Okay. Now, that's if those stay the same, or if the bucket sinks, you're going to see the difference of the controlled environment, the bucket, and what the rate of evaporation is, as compared to the swimming pool. Turn your swimming pool filler off, okay?
Okay.
And do this experiment and watch it for a couple days and see if they stay at the same level.
Right.
Okay? That's a more thorough testing. You're testing for underground leaks that may be in the plumbing or in the plaster line, or the skimmer itself is a particular problem that can be a source of leaks as well. Do that.
To that degree?
Do that for, yes, absolutely. I'm sure your swimming pool is probably a 15 to 20, 25,000 gallon pool, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So do that for a couple days,
right,
and the number you dialed to get on air is the same number to our office during the week. Then you call me back. And if those are matching, we can eliminate the swimming pool. If we can eliminate the swimming pool, then we have to start a whole other series of testing. I can tell you there's never been a leak at a house we haven't found, but I can tell you some were darn hard to find that took a long time, but we'll find it for you.
So could this be under the foundation?
Sure could.
And what would we do in that case?
And you've been leaking for as much as a couple months, you think?
2 months.
2 months. Well, you don't see any surface erosion.
No.
Okay. Then it's an invisible leak that we're just. Have you had a leak detection service come out yet?
No, because I wasn't sure who to call.
Okay. All right. Well, in Scottsdale, you could call Ben Franklin Plumbing. You could call Babcock Plumbing. They would have a couple locating services. It's going to cost you, I think, $175. I think does a whole house.
It's been a while since I've
under. It's $250 or less.
There's special equipment.
So you said there'd be
Benjamin Franklin Plumbing.
Right.
Yeah.
And who else?
And Babcock Plumbing would be another one. Both are right in your neighborhood.
Okay, good.
So they can get.
We will try that, and we'll see what happens, and we'll give you a jingle callback.
And do the bucket test in the swimming pool.
Do the bucket test. Absolutely. Happy to do that.
Make sure the auto filler's turned off, and let's go from there. Alan, we appreciate the call. Like I say, there have been a couple leaks that took us a really, really long time to find. Some can be very, very tricky, but when you don't give up and you are asked to find these over the course of 40 years, You have a few tricks that you develop, where to look and whatnot.
Easy one to remember. You ever feel a hot spot on the floor? That's probably your hot, your water heater's leaking.
Hot spots on the floor,
usually
in the middle, in the middle of the hall, are not natural occurrences. Or you know, at the kitchen sink when you're doing the cleaning the dinner dishes and your feet are warm. That not a normal condition. A true indication of something. I don't think we have time to quite squeeze Marilyn in before we have to take a little break. So, Marilyn, you're coming up next, and she has a particular question about pest control. Back to this comment on APS rate cases, because we're continuing to getting text and messages on that. Before we go on break, I just want to say one thing. We are, APS has, they've heard the show, they've heard our comments, and they want to come on, and we want them to come on. But we're not going to bring them on until after the holiday season. We're going to bring them on in the, one of the first couple shows of next year when everybody's home traveling. We have a higher degree of participation in the show, and I just want everyone to hear both sides of the conversation.
Once we have that date, we'll put it in our newsletter. You know, if we know it 3 weeks ahead of time, we'll let you know. Hey, this is when it's coming. It'll be on our website. We'll make sure everyone knows this conversation is coming. And then, of course, like all of our stuff, you can. It'll be on the podcast. You know, for 3 years afterwards.